In California, proposed changes to sixth grade textbooks have incited a bitter debate. If you assume the controversy centered around intelligence design or sex education, think again. This time, it's about the portrayal of Hinduism and Indian history. Some Hindu groups have taken issue with how the books depict the role of women in ancient Indian society, as well as the caste system. They say the textbooks in their current form are unfairly negative, and they want certain passages changed to portray the culture within the context of Indian history, not modern Western values. A number of academics argue that such revisions would amount to a whitewash. The California School Board has heard arguments on both sides and will make its decision on a final version of the textbooks later this month. We'd like to hear from you on this. If you're a teacher, how do you fairly and accurately discuss a different culture's history? We'd also like to hear from members of the Indian community. Where do you weigh in on the debate in California? Our number here in Washington, 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. And our email address is talk@npr.org. We're going to hear from both sides in this debate. Joining us now is Shiva Bajpai, Professor Emeritus of History at California State University in Northridge. He joins us from a studio at NPR West in Culver City, California. We'll also be joined by Michael Witzel, a professor of Sanskrit and Indian Studies at Harvard University, and he joins us from a studio at Harvard. Welcome to both of you.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
Professor Bajpai, let's start with you. As I understand it, the California board hired you to review the proposals that had been made by Hindu groups. So do you agree with those groups' proposed changes, first of all?
When I started evaluating these comments, I was taking into account a number of criteria for my evaluation. First one was that this is sixth grade textbooks, deals with ancient Indian period, not modern Indian period. The comments must be historically accurate, culturally authentic. That we have no place for debatable theories and ideologies in the sixth grade textbooks. That we do not need to perpetuate theories such as Aryan invasion theory, which has no historical basis except philological basis of it, and certain things, negative and stereotype projection of ancient Indian civilization in the current textbooks submitted for adoption.
Perhaps you can explain, be a little bit more specific about the what it is that people want changed.
Well, people wanted to change that, such, for example, Aryan invasion theory are now called...
That's Aryan, and maybe you can explain what that is. I think a lot of people don't know. You're saying Aryan invasion, is
yes.
correct?
Yes. The theory was developed or concocted in the 19th century as a part of creationism and racial explanation of history. And
what is it? Can you explain what it is? I'm sorry. Many people probably do not know. Maybe you can just explain to us what that is.
Well, it means that the people called Aryans, which is, of course, a linguistic term, came to India from outside sometime, depends on whom one reads, sometime in 2nd millennium B.C. And they were the ones who conditioned and created much of Indian civilization.
Uh-huh.
The recent research, as well as longest-standing critique of the theory, is that Aryans were in India at least from 5th millennium B.C. Modern anthropological studies suggest that the body types that are available, that are there in India had no change from 4500 B.C. to 800 B.C. Therefore, if the Aryans did come from outside, they must have come from earlier. Moreover, all the evidence, all the texts that we have and cultural artifacts that have been excavated, including the cities, date from the time after 4500 B.C.
So is this depiction of history something you would consider wrong and should not be included in these texts?
Well, it is wrong because by saying that when they came, that it becomes a debatable point. And even if they came long time ago when they were in India, when they wrote their texts, when they created their culture, they had no memory that they ever came from outside. In addition, the modern scientific evidence, including genetics, which is the most recent one, clearly suggests that there is no migration, and let alone an invasion of India during this time period.
Now, as I understand it, other concerns have to do with the way these books depict the caste system. Perhaps you can explain that to us.
Well, the caste system, you know, there is social stratification, which is a part of the process of historical evolution of all cultures. In India, the social stratification followed occupations, such as the priests who prayed and recited holy texts, performed rituals, warriors who protected the people from invasions and internal defense, other productive class people who also produced not only agricultural crops but engaged in trade and other manufacturing commodities, and there was a large number of people who were performing labor work.
If I can just interrupt you for one moment, I need to remind our listeners that you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And I would like it if Professor Witzel could join us now. He is a professor of Sanskrit and Indian Studies at Harvard University. Professor Witzel, what is your perspective on this debate on whether or not there should be revisions in these textbooks on the way Hinduism is presented?
Yes, there are two sides to the problem. You see, on the one side, there are justified complaints by parents about insensitivities, about jokes which some text authors have put in the books which are really off color, and so forth. There we are completely with people who want to revise textbooks.
What do you mean jokes? I'm just curious. What do you mean? Can you give an example?
There was one in one textbook which said, speaking about vegetarianism, said, where's the beef? Mm. Yeah, as soon as you mentioned that, people who are vegetarians will be enraged, and there were, you see. So these kind of things we wanted to eliminate. That's number one. But number two is that these are history textbooks, so they must be historically correct, as Professor Bajpai also said. Unfortunately, the version he gave you is historically incorrect, and we can come to the details if you like. So accuracy was the watchword here, and our group, our committee, pursued that aim, yeah, and wanted to get rid of many of the edits which the two foundations involved here had proposed to the State Board of Education.
And your feeling is it, other than the obvious sort of jokes, as you said, that were made within these textbooks, that other than that, the depictions were fairly accurate and should remain as they are?
Yeah, indeed. And that is precisely what the subcommittee now of the Board of Education has decided this Monday. They came down firmly on the side of historical accuracy, and throughout many of the sectarian, politically motivated, and plainly mythological insertions into the textbooks. So we are very happy about that. You see, we cannot allow the rewriting of history following a mythological version and a yearning for the golden age, which never was.
All right. Well, thanks to both of you for joining us today. And I just want to tell our listeners that you can read the proposed revisions at our website, npr.org. Thank you so much. Michael Witzel is a professor of Sanskrit and Indian Studies at Harvard University. He joined us from a studio on the campus at Harvard. And we were also joined by Shiva Bajpai, professor emeritus of history at California State University in Northridge. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington.